Hundreds of Iraqi public officials and intellectuals have been assassinated since the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime. The motives behind the killings are unclear because the killers are rarely caught. On Saturday, when a Sunni Muslim cleric was gunned down in his home, some Iraqis blamed his death on a growing sectarian divide. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad.
On Saturday night, 11-year-old Mustafa al-Dari answered a knock on the front door.
I told my dad, there are men outside, they want you. I went inside as my dad was opening the door.
Mustafa's father, Damer al-Dari, a neighborhood preacher, lived with his wife and three young children in a house near the mosque. A Sunni Muslim, al-Dari was getting involved in politics. He was part of a new political group, the Muslim Clerics Association, founded to promote the interests of the Sunni minority in Iraq. It is not known if that is why gunmen were at the front door. They shot al-Dari six times in front of his son.
My mother started crying. She shouted, "Go to the mosque and get help so we can save him."
But someone outside was still shooting, says Mustafa. He is a tall, slim boy, his father's oldest son. Mustafa was afraid to run for help.
My mother was crying and I was crying. We said, "Just let us get my dad to the hospital."
Mustafa did not attend the funeral on Sunday. The mourners were members of the neighborhood mosque, as well as those who had joined this slain cleric in trying to unite the Sunni Muslim community in a country that's becoming increasingly divided. The Sunnis, more favored in Saddam's time, now fear they will lose out to the majority Shiite Muslims in Iraq. At the funeral, grief turned to instant rage when two strangers in the crowd were discovered to be armed with grenades. The crowd surged around the strangers, who were beaten and dragged away. Muslim cleric Sheikh Hassan Sabri, one of the mourners here, could barely contain his rage.
He's like the others. He has a bomb on him and he wants to bomb the crowd. They have captured two already and probably there's a third.
If the attackers had been successful, they could have killed or wounded hundreds of people at the tightly packed gravesite. It is a sign of the times that the mourners blame the sectarian divide. Sheikh Hussein Alwan was convinced this was a provocation.
They exploit people, but we will not let this happen. They want to cause a war between the Sunnis and the Shiites, but this will not happen.
There were plenty of weapons here, more than 50 men carrying AK-47s for security, and tempers were high. To restore order, one mourner ran to a nearby mosque and used the loudspeaker to call for calm. "Please control yourself," he shouted, "and be alert. We don't want a spark that could set off a civil war." Soon the funeral got underway again. Damer al-Dari was finally buried, but not the sectarian tensions. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.